This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You may take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So far tonight, we've discussed ridiculous helicopter society, helicopter parenting, helicopter others, school administrators,
overly protective adults who probably turn around and complain about those damn entitled millennial children wanting everything and not wanting to go outside.
You know, it'd be one thing if all they did was overprotect their own kids.
Right.
But a lot of them will also snitch on you if you're trying to allow your kids to, be independent and walk home from school or
right.
go to the park by themselves. Or walk the dog by themselves. Apparently, that was another example, an 8-year-old walking the dog.
Yeah. Not walking all of the dogs in the neighborhood and getting paid for it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're upset that she didn't have a license, which we've seen
that
stories about that.
Too.
The story that comes to mind were the pair of 17-year-olds in New Jersey that were plowing snow for their neighbors.
Yeah, without a license.
And, yeah, they had the cops call on them numerous times for doing business without a license. And then, you know, people that call the cops and complain about this simultaneously say, I don't know why kids don't go out and work and earn money anymore. Because you're
you
calling the cops on them.
Yes,
and
illegal.
You made it illegal.
Yeah. So that we talked about several examples of ridiculous overparenting and such, the TSA, as well as security theater, and even a controversial nude photo shoot in Vatican City. You're welcome to comment on any of that or bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Daryl, you've got, I believe, the next story in line about the border wall and a GoFundMe campaign that apparently
yeah.
had been launched at some point.
Just a couple of days ago.
And so that apparently, there's some news about that. I hadn't even heard about it, so you'll fill us in on that. But first, we go to the phones and to the phone. We got Rev on the line in Florida, listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Rev.
Salutations tonight, gentlemen. I'm
Welcome.
Listening for longer than usual about this helicopter parenting stuff. And I find it ironic, wasn't it that the DOJ has put out multiple studies that around 80% of sex-related crimes involving children involve a family member or a close friend?
Yeah, that sounds right. I mean, I haven't seen the studies, but it's almost always somebody that's close to them rather than a stranger.
Yeah, that's what's ridiculous about it. I'm kind of old myself. I'm a little over 30, and I remember all this stranger danger hysteria with the creepy fat guy with the bald comb over that was going to get you into his van.
Mm-hmm.
It was like largely like an early 90s phenomenon. I mean, it did happen. It still does, but it's extremely rare. So I just feel that this is more of an excuse, you know, as I'm not really much of a libertarian anymore, but I do like listening to you guys. But this is just largely...
You're not a libertarian anymore, huh?
Oh, no. I think libertarianism is quite stupid in some ways. I'm pretty anti-statist, so that's a call for another time. But I am a fan of you guys.
I'm interested in talking about it now.
Oh, okay. Well, to surmise that it's basically, I like the individualism of libertarianism, but that's essentially its downfall is the hyper-individualism, especially when you don't take into account lower IQ, certain lower IQ migrant populations that especially come from socialist or theocratic countries that don't value personal liberties. I don't feel that libertarianism has ever been
Hold
able
on.
To adequately
So you're saying that you don't think a lower IQ person could value personal liberty?
They could, sir, but to think that they're going to do that in mass versus voting for their own interests, I'm not trying to make it too controversial and alt-right here, even though I am.
Should we also get rid of California since, looking at voting results, California seems to just keep growing the size of government.
Oh, Oh, yeah. I mean, you have certain, you know, of course you
have. What about Florida Man? Should we get rid of Florida Man? Because we're always reading stories about stupid stuff that happens down there.
He's in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get all the, back in the day, we get all the serial killers. But yeah, we have some people who fell off the turnip truck a little too soon down here.
Are you saying that you think only stupid people can fall for socialism?
Oh, no, not necessarily. I'm not even going to say that socialism or even communism is against it as I am, don't have some intellectual-sounding tenets. What I'm just saying is if you look at mass populations from a lot of Latin American countries, a lot of Middle Eastern countries and so forth, that you'll find not only lower IQs usually, not always, but usually, but you'll also find an extreme group adherence. You know, there's not so much about the individual as there is the group, and socialism and theocracy go hand in hand with that.
You know, people in Europe are largely Caucasian and also socialist, right?
Oh, yeah, no, there is that. There are exceptions to it, and this is the danger of really allowing a nanny state to run one life. But, no, yeah, you make a point, but it's just like...
Would you describe yourself as a racist?
Yeah, to some extent.
You were right when you picked up on that the other night, Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl had kind of picked up on that the other night, and I thought maybe that wasn't the case, but it looks like you are. That's too bad.
Well, I will say real quick, I got turned on to you guys' program by an ex-colleague of yours, and I listened to you guys, and I like Will and Aria's show a lot. And I mean, you guys do a good show too, don't get me wrong, but, yeah, an ex-colleague of yours, but I like to get the libertarian counterbalance because I am pretty anti-statist. And, also real quick, with racism, you know, it gets looked at as this binary one or zero. You hate all of this group or you don't. I think it's natural to an extent. And I think even the least racist.
You think hating somebody is natural?
Well, I mean, do you guys not hate the state? We all hate something, right?
Well, the state's just an idea. And I don't generally hate anything. If I feel pity for people who believe in the state, but I don't hate them. These are my brothers and sisters who I could have ended up just like one of them had I gone through certain life circumstances that would have led me to that path. So, no, I mean, I always try to find empathy for my fellow human beings who are, you know, led down the wrong path.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there are a lot of, let's just call them conservatives that think that empathy is a bad thing.
Do you think that empathy is a bad thing, Rev?
It depends how it's applied. I think empathy, ideologically, is a good thing for humankind, but it's kind of like communism, gentlemen, or it's kind of like libertarianism. I don't want to take too much of your time because I know you got other people and other material.
Nope, don't have anybody else, just you.
Oh, okay, great. I've been drinking a little too, so I'm watching my language and trying to be as
well. Thanks for that.
No, you do an entertaining show. Like I said, I'm normally.
You don't have to agree with us to enjoy the show. That's fine. I don't expect people who listen to agree with us. In fact, most people probably don't. So I'm just trying to understand, you know, your viewpoint.
Sure.
So you were saying about empathy?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so with empathy can work very well in a practical sense, but the problem becomes when it's, when it's applied politically on a more mass scale, it starts to conflict with the very
nature. How do you apply empathy politically? I've never heard of this concept. What does that mean?
Okay, well, this is what, basically with the left, the kind of cannibalization, if you will, of some of the libertarian segment from what I've heard is that some of these leftist ideas, a lot of them are very emotional, right? So, again, you have conservatives that are emotional about things, too. Don't get me wrong, like blindly loving a-hole police that, you know, would kick their heads in and put them in jail for a vice of theirs, stupid stuff like this. So I punch left and I punch right.
All right, I'm lost. I don't know if you got to answer my question about empathy and politics. How is how do you apply empathy politically?
Okay, you can apply... I'll give you an example of empathy being applied in a less efficient or less accurate way, but meaning well. For instance, with amnesty for illegal aliens and things of this nature, and the reason this is bad, not from a moral standpoint, but simply pragmatically, is because our resources now are diluted, you know, so we have less things for all of us at the expense of being an orphanage. So I think that's empathy run amok.
I think you misunderstand. You're combining concepts here that don't really make any sense to me. So you're talking about less resources. Are you referring to tax dollars?
Oh, there's that, definitely. I mean, even just, you know...
Because otherwise, if you're just talking about resources, you have a lack mentality. If you just leave taxes out of it, then you're coming at things from a mentality of lack, the idea that, well, there's only so much stuff, and so therefore we need to stop growth or stop allowing people in. I want to continue the discussion. If you want to stick around, Rev, you're welcome to do it. We'll talk about empathy and what it actually means and how it doesn't ever apply to politics, in my opinion. It's Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just take control of the airwaves here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Not only do we have chat rooms there of a text type, but there's also the on-air call-in rooms where you can get on the air and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Go to discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And I want you to know about the Blink Home Security System. Your time is running out on the special holiday offer here. If you're listening live tonight or maybe hearing this early tomorrow, the special offer of up to 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras goes through December 22nd, so you should have all day tomorrow on the 22nd to place your order to get the product in time for Christmas. You can do that if you want to get a really great video system, a surveillance system with HD quality cameras, wireless cameras, which means the setup time is near zero. I mean, it's not exactly zero, but it's pretty darn close, because all you got to do is unbox, which, you know, that's going to take you a couple minutes. Then put the batteries in the cameras. You don't have to spend much extra time because the batteries are included. And then you just put the camera up wherever it is that you want to put the camera up, with whatever level of mounting complexity that you wish. I mean, mine in the back room here is just sitting up on a shelf. So just wherever you want to put it, and then you set it all up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, and you decide when you want the cameras to operate, how long you want the clips to be that they send to your phone. So wherever it is that you are, you get to see if something's moving in front of your cameras at home. And it's very, very handy. You don't have to pay somebody else to monitor this. There's no contracts. There's no subscriptions. It's very affordable. And right now, on sale. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd, and while supplies last, of course, over at blinkprotect.com/holiday. That's blinkprotect.com/holiday, and Blink is an Amazon company. As we continue here, we've got Rev on the line in Florida. He described himself as a racist and then further went on to say that you don't understood empathy, but you don't like it when it's applied in
politically.
Yeah, applied politically. And I asked you to give me an example of what that meant, and you said something about a lack of resources to be distributed. And it seemed like you were talking about taxpayer dollars, but at the same time, there's also a general mentality among a lot of people, not just leftists or rightists or whatever, but people in general with the idea that, well, we can run out. We've only got so much of this thing, and we're going to run out if you just, you know, whatever. If you let people be free, there'll be all these problems. And the reality is, when you let people be free, resources don't really become much of a problem, because people are able to create new solutions, new workarounds, new ideas. They can apply those ideas to the existing resources that we have and either get more out of the existing resources or create a whole new thing that never existed before. This is the process of creating wealth that over time has expanded the pool of potential resources. So there's not really a lack of anything in this world, just the seeming lack of it, because humans might not have overcome that particular challenge yet.
Well, you're definitely not a dumb guy, and you make some good points, and there are examples throughout history of that. However, you fail to account for, well, automation, even in a homogenous population, that's a problem, right? But things like
why is it a problem?
Oh, well, I mean, it's not a problem if you're the business owner, but at a certain point, and again, this is going to sound anti-capitalist to me, which I have my critiques of capitalism as well. At a certain point, you automate so many people out of a job. So when you have this mass population.
Yeah, you free them up to get a better job. So what?
Not always, though, sir. Not always.
Like, almost instance, always. Every time I've ever seen somebody lose their job, they've almost always ended up in a better place.
So let me ask this question, Rev.
Sure.
Where do rights come from?
Okay. Rights come from that which we are willing to take.
What?
Hold on. So yes. Let me ask the question a slightly different way. Do rights come from the United States Constitution, or do rights come from something greater? Are we what's the word I'm looking for, or the phrase, endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights?
A good point you bring up. See, when I was a U.S. patriot, I would have parroted that back 100%, but I'm not anymore. So I'm a sectarian minarchist who just so happens to lean very far right wing and have some racial views.
So rights come from the U.S. Constitution?
Or no?
No.
Maybe he doesn't believe in rights.
I like the idea of rights. I like that I have rights, that you have rights, that even people of other races.
Do only Americans have rights?
Oh, I don't. I mean, again, that which. Okay, are you asking me, do rights exist as far as an objective, concrete concept?
I'm asking, do you believe that people have certain inalienable rights, such as life, liberty, pursuit of happiness? And
no,
if so, does that only apply to Americans, or does that apply to everybody born anywhere on this planet?
No, I believe rights are a good thing, and we should do what we can to have them so long as we try not to infringe on others, unless others' goals are too antithetical to ours. For instance, if a bunch of, like, really quickly, gentlemen, let's say...
Are you a white nationalist?
No, but I have some sympathies towards them, because I have gotten tired of the left trying to demonize us just for being white and, you know, so forth, even though every race has had slaves and committed atrocities. But really quickly, rights don't exist, just like morals don't exist as an actual objective, like this table that I'm drawing on right now, right? But as far
well,
as
based on that definition, gravity doesn't exist because I can't touch it, and time doesn't exist because I also can't touch that.
A lot of these
things are just ideas. I mean, rights,
right,
time,
right.
These things are ideas that humans came up with to make interacting with one another more productive over time. If we're not out there killing each other and we're respecting the right to life, you know, for another human being to have their own life.
Oh, but why are you respecting the right to life if rights don't exist, Ian?
Because it's an agreement. They don't exist, but humans have agreed over time, sane ones, have agreed that rights are a good concept and we should act as though they exist and we should treat each other as though they have these rights. Unfortunately, the government has negated that fact for a lot of us, and not everybody does agree with these things. Like, for instance, we can have debates with people over whether or not the concept of property exists. Some people don't think it does. Others think that it does. And thankfully, most people believe in it in the same way that most people generally believe in, you know, the rights of their neighbors, even though they negate that when they vote for things like governments to take away freedoms from people. So it's a great concept, but you can't touch them. But it, mm-hmm. it doesn't, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist in your mind, that they're not good ideas.
Mr. Ian phrased it perfectly. That's the thing. And really quickly also, that the knowing that people who, yes, there are people who got phased out of their jobs or industries that adapted in other industries, and that's important. But also, if you look at old school agriculture and farming, as bad as stuff like slavery was, quote, morally to so many of us, right? Because slavery is a pretty brutal thing, no matter who's the slave, you know? But look at how much more manpower was needed. I'm not saying man needs to hold back technologically. I'm just saying that, look, if...
So you're not anti-robot? You're not anti-robot?
Not entirely, but I think it should be like the minarchy thing, man. I think it should be well-regulated.
Should robots kill people you don't like?
I've had enough of Brett for tonight. Thank you for the call.
Okay,
that's
right.
Enough questions for now, but you can call any other time. We'll talk to you later. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So he's a minarchist, but he wants regulation of robots. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Four
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Just a couple of hours until a partial government shutdown takes place, Senator Tim Kaine says President Trump's attempt to shift blame to Democrats is ridiculous.
There's only one person in the United States who has continually had a gleam in his eye every time he's talked about the shutdown, and that's Donald J. Trump. He has been asking for this, tweeting about it, pleading for it, threatening it for his entire time in office.
A major storm that's delivering heavy rain, high winds, snow, and ice to the East Coast is causing headaches for those who are trying to fly. At LaGuardia Airport in New York, Ellie Dega has this advice to her fellow holiday travelers.
Still be nice to the ticket people and to everyone. We're all in this together. Keep up that spirit. Be kind, even though it's really difficult.
More than a third of all Americans, 112.5 million, are expected to travel this holiday season, according to AAA's predictions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves if you wish. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on air call-in lines as well. You can go to discord.lrn.fm to get involved there and get into one of those call-in rooms. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And me, Daryl.
Also, if you're interested in accepting cryptocurrency at your real-life business, AnyPay can help. Go to anypay.global, get started over there. And when I say get started, all you got to do is create a username and password, and you are in. There's no application fee. There's no forms to fill out. There's no process. There's no approval. You just create your username and password, get into the back end, put in your cryptocurrency wallet addresses that you want the crypto that your customers are sending you to go to, where you want it to end up, your own personal wallet, likely. You put those addresses in the back-end setup page, and then you're ready to go. You just load the app onto your device at your checkout, and that's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, BTC, or Dash, or Bitcoin Cash, Zcash, Zen, and soon to be announced, I imagine, some others. Go to anypay.global, and you can get started. It's super easy, and it's free for merchants, so there's no reason not to do this unless you don't want to be on the cutting edge and don't want to accept cryptocurrency. But if you're interested in crypto and you want to take it at your local shop or wherever it is you are, go to anypay.global. And it's international, by the way. They've got different currencies, like not just U.S. dollar, but currencies from around the planet that you can use to convert into the appropriate amounts in crypto. Anypay.global. To the phones, to the fun. It's Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that coral calcium is considered to be like the best form of calcium. Because
according to Sarah.
According to different people, the main reason is because of the 72 trace minerals. It picks up all the minerals from the ocean. So actually, I happen to take coral calcium with the other stuff in it, you know?
So are you saying that coral calcium will make bones stronger than other calcium?
Well, I don't know about that. But
you don't know? Okay. That's good. You're not making
something
claims.
You heard from Dr. Barefoot.
Who's that?
She's called in about this guy before.
Oh.
Well, he's got the master's degree in biochemistry, and then he wrote a book about calcium.
Yeah, lots of people write books that aren't based on reality.
Well, you know what? He's got a biochemistry, like master's degree. You know, he might not be a physician, but he has a you know, biochemistry degree. So he did.
Just because somebody is a physician or is a, you know, degreed person doesn't impress me. But either way, Sarah, are you making medical claims about this coral calcium?
Well, WebMD says side effects include constipation and upset stomach.
If you eat coral calcium?
Yes.
No, the coral calcium, I've seen it in powder form, but it's what it is it's supposed to be very, very similar. Our coral reefs are very similar to our skeleton.
How much do you take every day?
Actually, I take about, sometimes 6 capsules a day.
6 capsules. Okay. Now, have you noticed?
Well, what's the milligram amount of those capsules?
I have no idea what.
Are they like horse pills, or are they like normal size?
Well, they're just like normal size capsules.
Now, have you noticed any issues with bowel movements? Have things been regular for you?
But that part that it doesn't make any difference. But what I noticed is that.
WebMD says that, you know, a common side effect is constipation.
It may not be true for everybody.
Upset stomach. Also says that you should not have a dosage more than 600 milligrams per day.
Okay. So there you go.
But since she doesn't know what dosage she's taking,
what other things
she might
take?
Be taking 1,000 milligrams a day.
What's the regimen? What's the Sarah regimen? What kind of pills are you popping on a daily basis?
Well, I mean that's one that I take most of the time, and I stopped craving milk. Crave because it my body gets the calcium. Mm-hmm. So then I usually drink one bottle of milk every other day, 5 or 6. But but the thing is, I get the calcium from the capsules, so I stop craving milk.
What else, though? What other pills are you popping? I mean, is it just calcium? Are you taking vitamins? Are you taking antipsychotic medication, antidepressants? What are you taking?
Well, I mean, I take coenzyme Q10, and that's supposed to work in the vegetarian omega-3, 6, 9.
Is anything prescription, or is it all store-bought stuff?
I just ordered through a company mail order, and I really did like that Carcinia Kombucha.
Was this the company that your friend was pushing? That was like a network marketing, and
Texas Superfood or something.
Oh no, that's a different company, and I take that one also. But the 80 Central Saccharide, that's from another company, but I just ordered all of this stuff from another company.
How many of these companies are the companies that want you to join as a distributor so you can become a diamond distributor and get, a nice boat and an island vacation, private jet, that kind of thing?
Well, the one with the galactose molecule,
that sounds like a scam, straight up.
Yeah. But, I mean, you have to be really, really good. You have to be,
galactose molecule.
Well-connected, computer literate, the whole works.
I mean,
oh, really, yeah, you've got to have computers.
You've got to have a phone and stuff.
Internet, yeah. Email. Hey, thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico as well. David, you're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn.
Hey, yeah, I had some other things, but...
pick one.
I just got... Well, I'm going to pick one because what I'm going to say is I think that was you asking Sarah on national radio if she's on antipsychotic medication or to disclose whatever whatever the term is, psychotropic medications that she's on. In other words, to ask her to divulge her medical records.
But we already know that she's bipolar.
Well,
she said
what
that
I'm saying
here.
Is that's abusive, dude. That's abusive.
Oh,
what you're
it's
doing
not abusive.
So yeah, it is.
What are you,
actually.
White knighting for Sarah?
No, I'm white knighting for people.
She's
in
calling
general.
In with health claims. I'm asking her what she's, you know, what her expertise is.
That's all. That's asking her medical records on the radio is inappropriate.
No, I just
curious.
Asked her what pill she's taking.
That's her medical history. That's private,
yeah.
And it can be
no,
used
she wants
against
to keep it private.
You
that's
you
if she wants to keep it private.
It.
That's her business. I'll do whatever it is I want to do.
Many people will succumb to their false impression that you have some authority, and they'll answer you because you asked. Yeah,
really?
We all laugh
if she
at
calls
you.
In with medical claims, we're going to ask her questions.
I can ask whatever questions I want to ask, and I don't have any authority. And anybody who thinks that I have authority is ridiculous. Just because you're on the radio doesn't mean you have authority. Just because you have a microphone in front of you doesn't mean that you're in charge of anybody. I am free to ask whatever questions I want to ask, and I'm going to continue to do so. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. You can shame me all you want, but I can tell you, it ain't going to make a difference. So, yeah, Sarah's called in before, and she's talked about her mental issues.
She's also made all kinds of weird health claims about things that she heard either on some infomercial at 2 o'clock in the morning or at something that one of her friends invited her to because, well, you could wind up, you know, possibly getting a free vacation.
We have
or
a little bit
I can get a free vacation.
We have a little bit of fun with Sarah. We ask her questions about her life because she's so prolific. She calls in
to ask us weird random things because, like, she heard half of a sentence on NPR, and she'll call in, and 90% of the time, you know, like, yeah, those words all appeared in a story, but not in any kind of order that she presented them as.
Yeah, she's a character, and we have our fun with
and
her.
And
if she
by character,
play, she doesn't have to play. Like Jackie asked her for her address once off the air so she could send her a Christmas card, and she said no.
Right.
So it wasn't like she was abused by the Free Talk Live hosts into thinking that we have authority over her, and she obediently gave her address.
Right.
She
and
didn't.
There are people that think that Sarah is like a plant put up by Free Talk
That's
Live.
So
like,
paranoid.
We created her.
Yeah, definitely not. All right, there's more on the way here. Your calls and thoughts welcome in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans a QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Our toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We still have to talk about this border wall GoFundMe thing, Daryl, that you brought in tonight that we can discuss. Your calls, of course, also are welcome. We do have enough time for you here in the remaining moments. But I do want to take a moment to thank Scott, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier, for amping the show for $10 a month. Now, we only ask for five. The silver level's the five, and he's going for gold, so that's $10. So we've got a couple different levels, but ultimately everybody it pretty much gets the same perks no matter what level that you contribute at, because I appreciate everybody who supports Free Talk Live, and that's the most direct way that you can support Free Talk Live. Obviously, if all you can afford to do is just download and listen to the show, that's great. If you can share us on social media, that's great too. Those are some, you know, low-cost ways of supporting Free Talk Live. But if you've got the $5 a month, and, you know, you can direct it away from whatever it is you might spend $5 on, like, you know, a fancy cup of coffee or a nice cheeseburger or something like that, and send it our direction. We will turn it into more.
A fancy cup of coffee would cost more than $5, and
right?
A nice cheeseburger would cost you more than $5 as well.
Yeah, you're right about that. I don't buy coffee that often, so I don't know what it currently costs.
Any of the drinks at Starbucks are going to cost you
usually
between like
five?
3 to 5.
Okay, all right.
Just any of them. Like, yeah. You go in and get the caramel apple whatever it is, which is basically their hot cider.
Yeah,
that's like $3.
Okay.
That's not a fancy drink. That's apple cider.
Yeah. Well, I consider it to be fancy if you buy it from a place like Starbucks, but I guess you're right. Either way, it's only a few bucks a month, $5 a month, and it makes a difference for us because it allows us to get on more radio stations with the ideas of freedom. So if you care about freedom and you want to hear this show being broadcast on more than 200 stations. We're getting closer to 200. We're in the 190 range right now. If you want to, you want us to hit 300, 400 stations, we can do it. It's just, you know, we got to promote the show. We got to get it out there. There's still some program directors that have never heard of us. The AMP program allows us to get the word out about Free Talk Live, especially in times like right now, where you've got at the very end of this year, multiple talk show hosts are going to be ending their shows, their syndicated shows. Laura Ingraham is going away from radio entirely. Michael Medved is ending his syndication. Phil Valentine ending his syndication. Michael Savage cutting back from a 3-hour to a 2-hour show per day, and only one of those hours is live. So he's basically quitting. So if you want to help us out, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com, as Scott has done. And also Syracuse Joe, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. I had to do two thank yous tonight because I forgot one earlier this week. So trying to get caught up. Appreciate it, you guys. And by the way, we're going to keep doing this because we're almost actually through the list of amplifiers at this point.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think we've maybe got a few more weeks before we're going to get through the whole
list.
All right. There's really only less than 200 amplifiers, so not all of them want to be public.
Right.
By default, you're not public. The default status of a new amplifier is you're anonymous. If you would like to be acknowledged, we're cool doing it. You just got to, you know, opt in, basically. And there's instructions when you join up that come in an email that tell you how to do that. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin, BTC, at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Get the cool perks, and it helps us out. So, Daryl, let's get into your other story about the border wall and a GoFundMe campaign.
Yeah, so apparently a bunch of conservatives that want to build that wall decided, you know, we're not going to wait on the federal government to appropriate money. We're going to raise the money ourselves.
Well, that's nice.
And somebody put up a GoFundMe, and the New York Post article has some outdated numbers because, well, they wrote it yesterday. It's now at $13.7 million.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and
that's
this
a
thing,
lot of money.
This thing started on the 16th. So
wow.
Less than a week, it's already raised $13.7 million. Well, $13.694. Might as well say $13.7 million.
Now, that's not going to build that much of a wall at $13 million, but it'll build a little bit of a wall.
They have a goal of $1 billion. But there's a problem.
Mm.
Not that they're not raising enough money to actually build anything, but apparently, according to the New York Post, all the money might have to be refunded because there's a problem about whether or not the Department of Homeland Security can actually accept such a gift.
Wait, they were just going to give it to the government?
Yes. We're going to raise the money and then give it to the federal government so that way they don't have to appropriate the spending. But there are certain federal agencies that are allowed to accept gifts. But there's a question about whether or not the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees borders, is among those agencies.
Why? Because it'll look like
a
bribe?
That can accept a gift to be directly earmarked for certain purposes.
Oh, so they might be able to just accept it if it were toward their general fund, but it wouldn't
correct.
Be. I see.
Oh, you want to give us money? We can take money. But certain agencies, you don't get to earmark what that money is for. Representative Bob Goodlatte, who is supposedly a small government conservative Republican who chairs the House Judiciary Committee and has been a longtime proponent of tight border security, held the GoFundMe as impressive, but he added, I think it's admirable, and I think that the country should respond, but obviously we can't let citizens raise money and say the government will spend my money on this purpose. So this supposed conservative wants small government, but we can't have voluntary taxation. That's just ludicrous.
Well, that is what I think a lot of us, who actually believe in voluntarism would like to see, is an end to government coercion. And if you want something done, if it's worth doing, raise the money voluntarily. Raise
right.
the money on a consensual basis. Now, the problem, of course, with this border wall is the government can just steal people's property through eminent domain, whereas if you were to actually try to do this on a truly voluntary basis, you would have to bid for people's property. You'd have to go in and offer them money if you wanted to put a wall through
above
their property.
Above fair market value.
Likely,
where
yeah. Unless they were on
government,
your side.
Well, governments generally come in and they determine what the, quote, fair market value is and say, we'll give you this. Oh, you don't want it? Well, it's ours anyway. Now, here's where the real problem comes in to where this approaching $14 million might have to be refunded because, again, DHS, not sure if they can actually accept the gift to be earmarked for building a wall.
They're not sure because no one's ever done this before. No one has ever given them some sort of amount of money to do anything that wasn't forcibly confiscated from people first.
GoFundMe's terms of service prohibit not using funds for their stated purpose. Meaning that if DHS is unable or unwilling to accept the contribution, then all of the money has to be returned to donors.
What a pain.
Yeah.
And I don't know who has to do that work. I don't know if you can just hit a button and then it all goes back, or if you have to like go through each individual donor and hit the refund button on each of them. I don't know.
I have no clue, but it has crossed $13.7 million
now. And you said in what time frame?
It was created on the 16th. So less than a week.
Not even a week.
Yeah.
Border wall. Okay. That's not going to stop anything.
Yeah. Oh, and did you see the tweet from Trump?
Which one? Because he tweets a lot.
The one where he was talking about the wall. We're not going to build a concrete wall. We're going to build an artistically something so that we can see through it. And somebody said, so a fence. You're going to build a fence.
An artistic fence.
Which there's already a fence.
Now, Trump has done something good, apparently, recently, by the way. Apparently, he's ordered troops withdrawn from Syria.
He has said that he is going to withdraw troops. Not the same as actually saying troops come home today.
Okay.
He also apparently is going to, and he probably has signed it by now, the First Step Act that did pass through both the House and the Senate, he said he would sign.
And that was jail reform, prison reform, right?
Criminal justice reform, so there was some sentencing reform.
It was really weak, but it was something.
It was really weak. It's a first step.
Yep,
I will give them that. It's not
step.
A very big step.
It's a baby step.
But it is a step, and I dare say a step in the right direction.
I would agree with you there. And like I said, Trump deserves credit when he gets something right, just like Obama did. I mean, every now and then these guys do something right. Most of the time they don't. But he had an interesting tweet recently where he said, does the USA want to be the policeman of the Middle East, getting nothing but spending precious lives and trillions of dollars protecting others who, in almost all cases, do not appreciate what we're doing? Do we want to be there forever? Time for others to finally fight. If he keeps talking like this and actually removes troops from the Middle East, then he may actually have some truth to the claim that he was a fairly peace-oriented president.
That's why his defense secretary resigned.
We can talk more about this another night. It's Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.